Hi everybody, we're back with another episode of Rare and Brown from Daisy's Alive. This is Andrea and
Oh.
Mira. Andrea, how was your I don't need to ask you that, but yeah, you're still smiling, so it must be good. Something good happened.
Yeah, it started off like shit, but then something good happened. So.
It always does. One thing, one bad thing and 10 good things. Well,
Yeah.
that's the primary feature of life. But having said that, we got three movies we're talking about today, and these movies are Rajinikanth's Jailer, which I know, Anthra, it's your favorite movie, it's your favorite genre as Totally. It's called fantasy, but yes, that's your
Yeah.
favorite genre. And then we have two movies, one of them on Netflix and the other one in theaters. Vicky Kaushal's A Great Indian Family is in theaters, and I believe didn't do that well. But what was a winner this week was Janejan, Kareena Kapoor, Jaideep Alawat, and Vijay Varma's movie on Netflix that is actually topping the charts. And by the way, it is called Janejan elsewhere in the world, but in America, North America, it's not called Janejan. It is called Suspect X. So here we go. Let's start by talking about the Great Indian Family. What do you say about it, Antra?
I think you should start with it, like considering you had such a amazing reaction to the
I
movie.
did. I walked out of the theater. But this is a v Vicky Kaushal, Manushi Chiller, you know, the old people like Manoj Bawa, Kumud Mishra. They always get these, you know, characters that look like uncles next doors together when they're making a hard movie. And this is a hard movie to make. It is a religious satire. And it's you know, some movies, even then, when the satires are good to watch, and this one really wasn't. It was so preachy that I had to leave the theater. Because I thought, for a moment, I thought there was some uncle preaching to me. But, you know, it was the kind of movie where I was uncomfortable, because it starts with a pundit wrapped up in, you know, orange clothes, and he's walking through a Muslim locality, cracking surgical strike jokes. I don't know why Muslims equal to Pakistan for some reason. I have no idea why that happens. It was pretty offensive, but you know, dialogues like "We can't put Hinduism in danger," and of course, it's all done to come to the point. But then, you know, there's a young man who asks his girlfriend whether his kiss felt Hindu or Muslim, and you know, it's just a lot of tokenism.
It seems like, I don't even know if the heart was in the right place while making the movie. Because,
They tried their best to put to have the heart in the right place, but they couldn't tell the story. I think why they couldn't tell the story on was because it didn't seem honest. And I believe it didn't seem honest, probably because they were too worried about making a movie. They're too worried about how people would perceive it. And you can see it in the narrative when in the narrative, you know, you see that the director is too worried about how people would perceive the movie. They kind of stop halfway through, or they don't tell the entire story, or they're too careful about the words being said. So it's not direct. It's highly melodramatic. It's cheeky in parts, and it's extremely preachy to the extent that I saw it, and I just couldn't handle it anymore. I'd walk out.
Manoj Chiller was not doing it for me. Vicky Kaushal, even with the trying, with the screenplay so boring. Just because you set it in a small town doesn't guarantee that it connects with the masses because of how you treat the story. The story should also be treated in a,
Either
like,
you tell the story honestly or you just don't, right? You
yeah.
can do it halfway. When you do it halfway, it comes across as inauthentic, and that's exactly what happened here. It was highly inauthentic. The way it starts off with is a story of, you know, this kid called Ved Vyas Tripathi, and he's a pundit, And he supposedly hails from the most prestigious Brahmin family, and they somehow discover that he's a Muslim by birth. And then there is a identity crisis. There's a faith crisis. There is a lot of conflict with people around him. And he's also known, by the way, Ved Vyas, his name, as I say, Ved Vyas Tripathi. He's also known as Bhajan Kumar. And then he goes viral because he tries to learn how to be a Muslim. And then the face-offs with the family, and there is, of course, the famous monologue, which Indian movies can do without, for some reason. There needs to be somebody explaining the movie to the masses.
Not everything has to be made into a formula with a social issue ko uthao, ye karo, and then at the end solve it with a monologue. Not everything needs to be that. Sometimes a movie can be a self-discovery. This movie could have been very simply, what was that movie with Sanaya Malhotra where the husband just dies and
Yeah, and then she decides she's gonna have Golgappas. What made
ah, but what was that movie? I forgot the name
it?
of the movie.
But something with P, what was it called? That Hindi
I
word. I forget the Hindi word. But
I'm trying to remember, but it
there's an
was
Ekta Kapoor movie, by the way.
but it was done so sensitively, like they
Paglet.
Paglet, huh?
It was very well
It
made.
was literally a journey of like one girl, like through a crisis that she was facing. You could understand and not understand.
And it wasn't pretty at any point in time. She understood their perspective, she understood hers, and then she's like, this guy wasn't even in love with me. What am I mourning him for? I'm gonna go into a Golgappa. Dude, there's no preaching there, right? It was her
And in the end,
understanding.
she decides for herself, the family accepts it, and she does it in a way that she is not even hurting anyone. She helps the family out as well. She somehow manages to keep the praying relatives who are just after money. She also manages to keep them at bay and be honest with her father-in-law, who is the only good person literally in the family. So this movie could have been handled in such a different way. Ved's journey of his self-discovery, like who am I, that whatever conflict he's having with his faith or his identity crisis. Maybe if it's just his father, let the whole other characters be caricaturish, but there should be one person in the cast who is stoic and who understands the gravity of the situation and stands by this confused
So,
person instead of making a joke out of it, somebody who hates him who is.
to the credit of the makers, I have to say that there are parts of the movie that are very endearing. I mean, of course, that entire tactic of Hinduism, I really like it. But the fact that, there are discussions, they have a democratic system in the family where everybody gets a vote on sensitive issues. And like, for example, should we disown this kid now that he's Muslim? What do we do with him? Stuff like that. And some of the metaphors are pretty sweet, but it's not, it doesn't understand where to say what, and that's the problem with the movie. It really thrives on one community and looks at it as if it's a threat to the other, and then there isn't romantic angle that just needn't be there. There's this caste thing that wasn't required if they told a linear story, and the songs are pretty sad. So in the whole, even with actors like Kumud Mishra and Vicky Kaushal, who's a pretty neat actor himself, it just did not get my attention enough to make me think through it, because it just I just thought that the makers weren't serious about it. They're very lazy stereotypes as well, in the entire movie, how the Muslims are in terms of how they are versus how Hindus are, and yeah, it's just how it is. Manoj Bajwa, Pahwa, Kumud Mishra, Vicky Kaushal couldn't save it, and Manushi Chiller, we don't know what she's doing there in the first place.
I don't know. I mean, we Vishwa Srishti, our favorite comedian, IG comedian in a small role. over there. I'm really happy that they are getting a chance to explore the mainstream cinema space, but I just feel like the movie should have handled this a little more. Less
Yes, I agree.
characters.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
I mean, it lacked the realism because it was too afraid to cross the line. So having said that, this movie is in theaters this week and I believe it's not doing very well. So I don't know if it's still in theaters when you get to hear the podcast. But don't worry, it will be on one of the streamers very soon. And well, it's up to you whether you want to watch it or not. If you're a Vicky Kaushal fan, definitely yes. But if you're confused, then please don't leave it there.
It's like, you know, this is not.
And now the next review that we're doing is a movie called Jaane Jaan, which elsewhere in the world is called Jaane Jaan, but in America, in North America, it is called Suspect X. And Suspect X is Jaideep Alawadh and Kareena Kapoor and Vijay Verma all together. It's a pulpy adaptation of Keigo Higashimo's crime novel called The Devotion of Suspect X. So let's talk. What did you feel about it? Did you like it?
It was a very good adaptation of the original novel because I have read the original novel. It was basically illustrated in the form of a manga. So I'm an avid manga reader. So I read the manga and then I read the then I saw the movie. So I've seen the Japanese movie.
So you've
and
seen the
I've
Japanese
seen,
movie. But
yeah,
I have to tell you, for some
years
reason,
ago.
Netflix movies are named very weirdly. So there was Raat Akeli Hai.
Yes, they have a... They
Kali
have a,
Kali Aankhe,
see,
Monica,
they
Oh
go
My
for,
Darling,
they go
now
for all
Jaane
these...
Jaan.
They go for all these... They
Hindi
go for all the
Hindi films,
songs.
first lines of Hindi films.
Yeah, so these are all the songs of yesteryear, you know, performed by usually the, I won't say the vamp, but us time pe, like,
उस टाइम पे वैम्प ही बोलते थे
हाँ, हेलेन और आइटम नंबर जो भी करते थे उसको, तो यू नो दोस सॉन्ग्स यूज्ड टू बी द सिडक्टिव, रात का, रात में कुछ हो रहा है, कुछ ऐसे क्रेजी सा तो मैंने देना है.
Yeah, but all the movies that Netflix is producing out of India are all first lines of Hindi
Yeah,
films for some reason.
it's actually it's a cool little Easter egg that they do, you know,
Yeah,
like.
true. I mean, okay, so what's the next thing? But yes, this movie revolves around a single mother of a teenage daughter called Maya, whose real name is Sonia, by the way. It's revealed later, and that's Kareena Kapoor, and her teenage daughter. And they have a neighbor who's a brilliant math, he's a math genius, and
Yeah.
his name is Naren Jaideep Rawat. And he meets a friend, a cop who's come there to track another cop. The cop that comes in is a very sharp Mumbai detective called Karan, played by Vijay Verma. For the first time, Vijay Verma is not playing a psychopath.
Yeah,
That's
yeah. That's a big.
That's another
He was
thing.
very excited about that. Like, you know, I
I'm
remember
super
watching.
excited about the fact that he's playing a normal person who's
Yeah.
smart in this movie. So the whole the peeling off starts then, because we have a little backstory to Maya's character. We have a little backstory to, you know, how they find a dead body. We have a little backstory to Naren, and we have a whole backstory to Naren and Karan's friendship as well, and how well they know each other and how they play cat and mouse with each other while trying to hide and find clues to figure out who actually killed this guy who was found dead. And I think Kareena just comes across pretty authentic. There is absolutely, as I told you earlier, zero makeup, and she's you know, she's the only star in the movie, so
Yeah.
she should have gotten attention, more attention, but Jaideep
But like,
just seems under.
I literally, like, you know, I could see her taking a step back here and, you know, letting others shine as they should.
She did not have to take a step back, because however hard she tries, the
Jaideep
cinematic
Alawadh.
brilliance of Jaideep Alawadh on screen,
He was marvelous.
it's like Gosh, this character.
I just loved how they did his hair and makeup in the movie because he actually looks like the Japanese professor, the person who, the actor who played the Japanese professor in the original movie, and how he's depicted in the manga itself, like how he's supposed to look. He's not a very handsome person, but he's just
With
a,
he doesn't have hair on his head, even like literally.
yeah. So, you know, those are the little things. That movie was, you know, they almost got away, and then मुझे लगा उनकी शादी हो जाएगी, बट दे गेट्स कॉल्ड.
So Suspect X was, by the way, also there's an iteration of it in Drishyam, obviously. But so Jaya Ghosh actually is able to put this together in a very racy format, and I think even with Kareena playing the plain Jane of you know she brings a Bollywood pizzazz into a very 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 web movie.
Yeah.
The web movies are more down to earth, good stories, very different. There's no drama in it, but even in certain screens you feel her Bollywoodishness seep into it, even though she doesn't have any makeup on it. There's a karaoke scene where she actually sings the song Jaane Jaan, Aa Jaane Jaan, and you see that, and you know you see her eyes glow when she does it. She cannot take that away from her persona.
Yeah.
It's part of the way she is. And Vijay Verma, as usual, not playing a psychopath in this one, definitely is pretty good. But
This
yeah,
is
Ghosh.
basically a very Sujoy Ghosh movie. So when you go
Very
to a Sujoy
pulpy,
Ghosh movie,
extremely
so
pulpy.
you don't actually know, if you have not seen the original, you don't actually know what to expect. And like Kahani was, it takes you by surprise, and like you're, when you leave the theater in the end, you're just like, wow, like, you know, you're so.
So you the good part about this the adaptation was and how the movie flows was that you know who done it did it. You know who's lying throughout, but you keep watching it because you want to figure out how they're gonna escape.
Yeah.
Right? How are they not gonna get punished? Right? So I think that was that tension throughout the movie. And it's you know, when you watch movies on sitting at home on Netflix, there are 50 things that will take you away from the movie, and you won't watch it in one go, and you'll keep coming back to it over days. But this movie catches you, and you will drop other things you're doing to watch it. So, well, that is Suspect X, which is streaming on Netflix, and now we're going to talk about Antara's most favorite movie on planet Earth. It's Rajinikanth's Jailer, and we know she loves Rajinikanth. And whenever Rajinikanth movies are in theaters, she goes and she stands in the long lines to watch the
She
movie.
exaggerates. The line is only
So
for popcorn. The
tell
only
us
line I
about
stand for
Jailer
is for popcorn.
and Kavala. What was that song, Kavala song? So let's talk about Rajinika, exactly that song and everything else that comes with it. So it's Rajinikanth and Nelson who actually, you know, is in the movie. And let's talk about this entire movie.
So I basically it's this actually, I think it actually released before Jawan did. Jailer,
It
if
did.
I'm,
It released before that.
yeah,
And
so
it actually is on Amazon Prime, so you can watch it on Prime Video now. But yes, when it was in theaters, there was a crazy amount of people, full theater. I don't know how the 72-year-old Tamil-speaking guy who's a superstar gets everybody out in theaters and people stand in lines to buy his tickets.
So it's pretty much like Not pretty much, but like there are similarities to Jawan when I was watching it, and I was like, oh, jailer,
Yeah, because
oh,
he's a
father.
retired cop
Yeah,
and in prison war, he's retired.
oh,
Yeah.
father comes to save the son.
Mutsu. So
So,
his grandson's character is actually very cute throughout the show as well, throughout the movie as well.
throughout
And
the
then
movie.
what Muthu really specializes in is beheadings and fatal stabbings. And he also has a vast network of shady friends. Lot of Indian character artists who help Muthu kill the bad men who threaten his family. Now, the bad men in Jailer is led by Varman, played by Vinayakan, who's a manic crime boss who kidnaps Muthu's adult son, Arjun, played by Vasanthra. And Arjun is a cop, but he threatens to behead Arjun's grandson, who is Arjun's son, which is Muthu's grandson, who's a YouTube star, while Muthu and Ritwik are getting ice cream. And they do a grotesque dance on the streets, and he retaliates by literally taking a blade and slashing them. And then he says, if you come for jailer, if you come to jailer for anything, he doesn't talk, he slashes. Like, literally, that's a dialogue. I don't talk as high because obviously I was reading the
Yeah,
movie.
no, but like, I love, see, this is the swag that I love. So I was watching another movie called Vikram over the weekend, which is actually Kamal Hassan and Fahad Fazil, and Surya made a special appearance in the end. But oh my God, Vijay Sethupathi. Yeah. So yeah, that movie was something. And it was also like that beheading and all that, like grandpa's fighting to save the grandson and all that. It was like, okay, very, very good, very good. It was very good spy thriller. Like, okay. But Jailer is just out there. It doesn't miss. It's like
It's like
Rajnikanth is the boss
it
and
borrows
everybody.
from a lot of Rajnikanth tropes throughout the movie, but also how many, I mean, in Jawan, Shah Rukh Khan enters once, right? There are like two or three entry scenes, and you know, the entry scenes are always like a big deal in these movies. And obviously Jawan was a South Indian production, so the entry scenes had to be pretty swag worthy. In this one, almost 12 to 13 times Rajnikanth enters. Every time Rajnikanth is on the screen, it's an entry scene with a lot of fanfare. And it's in slow motion. And the moment the slow motion happens, everybody screams.
See, that is the fanfare that Rajni brings to the screen, and the plot was not like half bad. I didn't mind it. It was actually good. So even if the laws of physics were challenged at a few points, but again, I give those leeways to action movies. But as long as your plot is not filled with 10,000 loopholes, I can actually watch a movie and enjoy it. So,
Okay,
Taylor.
well, this is a Rajnikanth movie. We don't have to review it. Your scream said for all. We really even can give it bad stars because we'll get more. So, if you're a Rajnikanth fan, please go watch it. There are a lot of entry scenes that you will enjoy, and of course, Rajnikanth, who's 72, doesn't look 72 at all. So, with that, we're done for this week. We have three movies. Next week we have one movie and two shows, by the way, and that's going to be super fun to watch as well. We will be back next week with another episode of Red, White, and Brown on Desis.live, our podcast. Take care. Bye.
Bye.